This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. I'm back in Höfn in the south coast of Iceland today to help celebrate a band that have been together for 25 years. They are Parkett. They are from Höfn, celebrating their anniversary this year in 2024. And there's a song for which they're quite well known, which we're going to get into in our conversation. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So tell me about Jólabjór, which is the song at the heart of all of this.
Yeah, it's a song we wrote for 25 years ago. It's the same age as the band. So the band was made up from this song. You know, We started to record this song, and the band came after that.
Yeah. So Christmas beer. Why a song about that?
The band members were drinking quite a lot of Christmas beer at the time, so it seemed like an obvious choice for the lyrics, I guess.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and
at that time.
At the time, and people seemed to like it, and there was this demo version that was circulating a lot around here in this town, and. Yeah, I don't know. People seem to like it, so we decided to make a new version also. Yeah.
I think you only hear this Christmas song here in Höfn.
Okay.
Mostly. And but I've heard also in parties in Reykjavik and other places.
Oh, you'll hear it around the world now on RÚV English Radio once we've had that conversation. So when you wrote this 25 years ago, I mean, beer itself hadn't been legal for that long in Iceland by that point, had it?
No, it's not from 88
89, I think. Yeah. So, 10 years.
It was a 10 years
anniversary.
And for anyone who's not sampled a Jólabjór in Iceland, what makes it Christmassy? What gives it that Yule flavor?
Well, the beer that the band was drinking a lot of at the time was this. It had pretty much the taste of the Icelandic drink malt. So it's. Very dark, looks a bit like Guinness, but sweeter. So it was probably.
Yeah, that was the type of beer we were singing about.
Yeah, Stjáni has been working with a brewery, making a beer for the band now.
Which is, I guess, part of the 25-year anniversary. The song's being re-recorded. But let's talk about that brewery, because they want to work with you on making a Jólabjór.
Yeah, the manager of the brewery come up to me and asked me if we would make a, like it's called, a flippa-tappa Jólabjór.
Which means flip a cap of Christmas beer.
Yeah. And I thought it was a really great idea, and then I start talking to the other members of the band, and it just seems all right.
Yeah, I mean, not many bands have their own beer.
No,
no,
cool.
only the biggest ones.
So he made 1,000 liters of this beer. Mm. We have to try to finish it on Saturday.
By the time you hear this conversation, there will have been an event taking place which will see the launch of the beer and obviously the band playing as well, I guess.
Yes, we're playing in Hort Brewery.
Yes, also the brewery.
So let's assume that's gone well by the time this conversation is published. The song, as I say, has been re-recorded, hasn't it? And that's available now.
Yeah. You did.
We recorded it, I mixed it, and a couple of members recorded in Reykjavik, and Hafnarfjörður and Egilsstaðir. A guy called Hafþór Valur recorded Frikki's part in Egilsstaðir.
And we live here. We also have another singer and a drummer.
Yeah,
we are here. We live here in Höfn.
Have Parkett been together for all of the 25 years and playing and recording for all that time? What's the history?
Mostly, but we haven't been recording a lot of songs. Oh. We have been playing on events and what do you call it?
Like dances and, and stuff like that for most of the time, I guess.
Mm. And it's funny, when we are playing, it doesn't matter if it's in June or July, always people are always, take the Jóla bjór. So we play it all year long. So.
And we actually decided, we didn't really decide anything, but I was just lying in bed and all of a sudden the lyrics popped up in English in my head, basically translated, and it kind of worked. So I wrote English version as well in about 8 minutes or so. So we decided to do it at the same time.
So yeah, we will. It will be on Spotify tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Also a karaoke version.
Yeah, there's an instrumental version, and there will probably be a karaoke version on YouTube or something. Yeah.
Well, we're going to hear the song in a few minutes' time, but it must still be fun then if you're still working together and playing together after 25 years. It must be a fun band to be in.
Yeah, it's really, really, really great guys, and I wouldn't have missed it. It was a great time together when we lived all here in Hub. We live in our parents' house until we were like 30 years old. So, and then we start having babies, and you know how that is. Then, and it's a little, we get a little fewer gigs, and and people moved all around the
country. But we meet up every once in a while and play. But yeah, it's a close friend group when we all get together.
And the humor is really disaster. it's really bad, but we are laughing about it. So. Yeah.
I think songs can take on their own life, can't they? Once you write a song, you never know where it's going to end up. And as you said, you're playing this song all year round in the middle of summer because people want to hear it. But it was also used, I think, by a local basketball team. They adopted it as well as their anthem, didn't they?
Yeah. We decided to... The basketball team need some song, and we were willing to let them have this song and just change the lyrics.
Yeah.
So that in the future, maybe we are... We were thinking if it will be the only song in the world, we will just change the lyrics all the time. You know, if you are getting married, then we just change the lyrics for you.
It's the wedding band.
Yeah. So it will be the only song, maybe after six years.
Yeah. There's an instrumental, so people can just make their own, I guess.
We don't need all the songs.
Too late to enter this in Sångverkefnin, do you think?
I think it's actually probably too old by this point, and also been performed too much live.
It's a really famous song, as everybody knows.
But the point of that is it's a sing along. It's a song that people feel that they kind of own themselves, don't they?
Yeah. The lyrics is really simple. Yeah. You know, it's just one verse.
Yeah, basically one verse and a lot of tra-la-la-la-la, and so it's easy to learn.
Easy to sing with it, and it's also a lot of guitar solos in it.
Yeah, so something for everyone, I guess. Yeah. Something for the also, rockers.
Well, we'll play out with the song in a couple of minutes, but plans for the band in 2025, what are you looking forward to? Oh.
There are no plans. We will just... you know, when
stuff will happen.
Yeah, stuff will happen, and also when there is many people who are calling us and asking, can you make a gig on the next month? Mm. Then I have to call the group, and then it's probably two or three who are busy at that time. So, but we have been on the Hátíðar Hub, the local
festival.
In Hub, for many times, so you never know. I think when you start a band, it will never quit.
Yeah,
I think that's
And since everyone is still friends, I think everything is open.
Yeah, so. But you know, Guns N' Roses come back together, so why? And Oasis, why not?
Yeah. I mean, you know, staying friends for 25 years is tough enough, but keeping together in a band for 25 years is even harder, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, but we have, you know, we have been friends for a longer time than that, so it's. Yeah. I don't know what could get up.
By this point. Probably nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, I think nothing.
Let's not test that. Let's not try and find that. All right, this is Parker. This is Yolabior. This is the new version. You can find this on all the streaming services. Thank you very much. Good luck for 2025, whatever it brings.
Thank you. Thank you
all. Roof English Radio, I'm Darren Adam. Get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is. We'll be right back.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.